Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. My name is Ryan Giordano. I'll be your host today. We'd like to talk about different topics and different subjects and bring people in of interest so we can share their information with you and be able to discuss some of the things that you find you need to know more about and need to hear more about. So remember, we're on 101.5 FM, your Huntley radio station, which is WHRULP 101.5 FM. Today we have a tree specialist with us. Fred's with us, and Fred's credentials. He's well-known and done a lot of work in the tree area. He's a board-certified master arborist and a certified tree care safety specialist. So, Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Ron.
Okay, so, Fred, we're talking about trees, okay? And in talking about trees, tell us about some of the things to start off with we should know and we should be aware of.
So, specifically at this time of the year?
Yeah, let's do that.
So at this time of the year, one of the best perks is that the leaves are not present on the trees. So you as a homeowner can walk outside and you can check and assess the entire structure of your tree. Normally during the growing season, the leaves are blocking your view and you can't really see what's going on, especially with very dense canopies. So this is the time where things start to pop out and become a little more visual.
So what are we looking for, Fred?
So some of the main signs you will see that may stand out are splits or cracks. You might find these in the trunk of the tree. You might find these on branches. It's common to find a split or crack in a branch that was not seen during the summertime, and then all of a sudden it stands out and is apparent in the winter. Flaking bark is another big sign. So if you're looking up into the canopy of your tree and you look out and you see, oh my goodness, there's bark falling off. I never saw this before. That could mean a few potential things. And some of those things you can be helped and treated and you may want to find out. The big issue is that you may have a wound present in the canopy of the tree. A wound can lead to insects. It leads to more decay. Decay leads to weak points throughout the canopy.
Is that what starts the flaking bark to begin with, Fred?
This flaking bark, it's a wound. So it can be caused by several different things. It can be caused by an animal. It can be caused by environmental related issues, weather. It could be caused by a disease as well. So that's why it may be helpful to have it inspected, and then you can really see what's going on. It could be something that you do not have to do anything for, but it also could be something that if you like that tree, there are things to prevent it from getting
worse. So you're
saying
if you leave that tree unattended, you're jeopardizing the health of that tree?
Potentially. Yeah, potentially.
And what about mushrooms? You see mushrooms growing on the side of a tree.
So mushrooms, if you see mushrooms growing on the side of your tree, that is a sign that there's decay present within that area. These mushrooms, they're considered wood decay fungi. So they're growing and feeding on decaying wood. So the takeaway is, one, why is there decay present? And two, is this decay in a portion of the tree that's significant to the structure? Is it going to cause a weak point? And we'll see large trees with significant base or decay at the base of the tree. And let's say that tree's leaning over your house. That may be a risk. That may be something that you may want to address. Or maybe it's something minor where there's decay on, or let's say a wood decay fungi on one branch, and it's just one dead branch, and prune that branch, and that's it. So it's a very variable in terms of risk assessment.
So after you do your examination of all your trees on your property or where you may be located in the woods, and if you've got large portions of property, what about pruning your trees in wintertime?
So most trees can be pruned in the winter tree with no consequences. Some trees should be pruned during the winter time, specifically oak species, elm species, because of disease prevention. That is the main reason why each tree has its own specific disease. For oak trees, it's oak wilt. For American elm trees, it's Dutch elm disease. Both are a type of fungi. Pruning during the winter will prevent infection from spreading. You're creating wounds that where the insects that vector the diseases, they're dormant. And those insects are typically attracted to those wounds during the summertime, during the winter. Since they're dormant, we don't have to worry about that. So it's safe.
Makes a lot of sense, Fred. And What about fruit trees?
Fruit trees tends to be a great time. Wintertime tends to be a great time for pruning them because they have a few potential diseases that can be spread during pruning as well. So you end up creating infections throughout the tree. Those diseases don't tend to be as serious as the oak and elm trees species, but especially if you're pruning for fruit production or you have these trees for fruit, it can greatly increase the health of the trees if you're doing this during the wintertime. You're preventing disease spread.
So, Fred, with a fruit tree, for example, do you have to do any kind of treatment for that tree to get better fruit in the spring, or any kind of care you have to take for fertilization?
That's a great question. Most of the time, yes, is the answer. There are different treatments that can be done and should be done to allow a good yield of fruit. Some folks are blessed with very genetically superior trees, and they don't have to do much to get good fruit. It seems to be the minority, though. Most trees do need some sort of help for that.
So most of us who have a fruit tree that work our buns off to try and keep it alive and safe and healthy, they have the most problems, and those that do nothing wind up lucking out, right? Luck of the draw, I guess.
I think of it as a labor of love because it's going to be much cheaper to go to the store and buy organic fruit than it will be to go through the processes on your own.
Are there any species of trees that should not be pruned during the winter months, Fred?
There are two species that come to mind. Our birch species. So we have river birch, white birch. Those are two most common in our area. And most of our maple trees as well should not be pruned. And this is late winter. So early winter tends to be okay. Late winter, when we start to get into the period of heavy sap flow, so this is the time of year when maple trees are tapped for maple syrup. That's when we have to be careful. Pruning cuts will lead to excessive sap dripping from the tree. It tends to be more of a cosmetic issue than it is a health issue, but it certainly draws a lot of attention. So we tend to avoid it during that period of time. So late February, early March is the best time to avoid.
So basically, when you tap a maple tree for sap, that's supposed to be in the wintertime?
Yeah, late winter is when the sugar maple trees are tapped.
So late winter, that'd be like January, February?
Usually February time frame is typical.
So I have trees in my backyard, and I'm thinking, boy, what can I do to help my trees this winter? I want to keep them healthy and keep them, you know, growing well and being very shapely and whatever in the spring. What do I need to do, Fred?
There's two steps in the fall that can really help out leading into winter to prepare your trees to go through winter. The big one is proper watering during the growing season. So this year has been a very, very dry year. I should say last year, 2021, was extremely dry coming out of spring, going through summer. We had some periods of rain that helped, but we never hit our average annual rainfall for last year. So when we go through those dry stretches, watering during the growing season, all the way through late fall until we start to get that first very serious frost, is helpful for your tree going into winter because it provides proper soil moisture for the root systems. So certain species such as evergreen trees, they're going to be more susceptible to have issues with lack of water than deciduous trees that lose their leaves. And the reason is because their needles are on during the wintertime. Heavy wind, sunlight causes moisture loss from those needles. It actually pulls moisture through the tree. It's called transpiration. And so it'll be losing moisture, but the ground, if it is frozen, the root system's not able to replenish the tree. It's not able to uptake water.
So some people talk about thin bark trees. What would be that category?
Thin bark trees typically is going to refer to your younger species and younger thin bark species like your maple trees. Some of the birch trees as well. So these thin bark trees, linden is another one that comes to mind. They're very susceptible from damage to the sun during the wintertime. And the issue is called sun scald. And it leads to bark being damaged on the south or southwest side of the tree. This occurs on sunny days during the winter where the bark temperature will heat up drastically. It's the south or southwest because that's where we see the most direct sunlight. And we'll have a rapid increase of temperature, and then sun drops and the temperature decreases quickly again, and you get that expansion contraction. That bark will actually become damaged and eventually fall off. So you'll see big, long vertical stretches or patches of missing bark on the side of the tree.
What about all these tree wraps that you see being advertised to wrap your trees, Fred? What's the status on those?
There's many different types. I've tried some good ones and I've tried some bad ones. The good ones I like are typically white. So they're going to be, they can either be a plastic type of material or they can be a vinyl type nylon fabric wrap as well. And it's very simple. It is just wrapping the material around the base of the tree and creating a sunblock. So you would want to put this on late fall and take it off late spring.
What would you recommend is, the tree wraps, and you talked about different types, but is there one in particular you think would be the best?
I like the white nylon tree wrap is my favorite. It tends to stay on the best. It tends to weather just fine without any issues. The ones I dislike tend to be, there are some cardboard-based tree wraps. They're brown. They get wet. They get soggy. They fall down. I wouldn't recommend utilizing those.
Okay. Then we get into the other part, which is fertilization.
Which is another important step through fall, heading into winter. So not all trees need to be fertilized. So we don't need to make the blanket statement that you have to do that. But some trees may need it. And typically, if you think your tree needs it, a very inexpensive soil test, usually around $30, can be done to determine if your soil is deficient in certain areas. And then the goal is to provide or reimburse those deficiencies going through winter.
You know, as much as you'd like to see the sun in the wintertime because it's better than a cloudy day, what does a winter sun do to create problems for your evergreens and the tree foliage, Fred?
So, again, it causes desiccation. So desiccation is evaporation, a water loss. And with the evergreen trees, we kind of hinted about that earlier. When you have that moisture loss through the needles, if the soil's frozen, water cannot be uptaken through the root system. So you get this browning. And you can get extreme browning due to these issues going through a very cold and dry winter and just sunny in general. So one thing we'll see, and I actually saw it coming here on Algonquin Road, is you'll see evergreen trees that are wrapped. So these are wrapped in burlap, and that's one way to protect them. You're just creating a blanket around them, reducing the amount of moisture loss and that sunlight and air penetration, and you tend to see less of these issues.
Well, the ones that are wrapped along the road, will that also protect them from road salt? Because that tends to be a problem too, I would imagine.
Not necessarily, because road salt, the wrap does not protect the root system. So it's just around the foliage. So there's still road salt accumulating on the ground, which is then going to leach through the soil and potentially affect the roots. So not every evergreen tree is going to have issues with road salt. The big one is white pine.
Just a reminder, everybody, you're listening to Huntley Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. And if you have any questions that you'd like to send along to us, please send them to huntleyradio.com. We're more than happy to field those questions and see what we can do to bring you more information and bring you more people of interest to your listening pleasure. Fred, thanks for bringing us up to date so far, but I see you got a thick layer of mulch can help out too, I believe, for the root system. Is that correct?
And this is a good general rule just throughout the growing season, and it becomes very helpful during the wintertime. So you want to have 2 to 4 inches of mulch beneath your tree. Now, you do not want that mulch piled up around the trunk of the tree. You do want to leave space around the trunk because excessive moisture, and there's other issues too that develop, can be created due to that. But that thick layer of mulch going into winter will help reduce the amount of temperature changes in the soil. So it creates a blanket, essentially. So you're retaining more moisture in the soil. Your roots are not going to see those extreme low temperatures. It just creates a nice blanket.
Well, you do see a lot of trees where people have got the mulch piled at a 45-degree angle up to the trunk of the tree. It should really be a well around the trunk of the tree and pushed away somewhat. Is that correct?
Even better than a well, yes. We don't want the 45-degree angle pile of mulch. We call that volcano mulching. It is a no-no, and there's a list of bad things that occur from that. Ideally, you want to be able to see what's called the root flare at the base of the tree. It's very important. The root flare is just where the trunk of the tree starts to transition into the root system. It becomes nice and wide. Your tree should not look like a telephone pole stuck in the ground. So when you are applying mulch, you want to make sure that that root flare is still visible after the mulch is applied.
Does it make any difference what type of mulch you use, Fred? I mean, there's a whole variety of mulch out there.
There's small benefits to different types of mulch. In the grand scheme of things, I wouldn't overcomplicate it. That would be my recommendation. Using mulch is better than using none. So as long as you have it, you're going to be just fine. Sometimes fresh mulch can be an issue. So that would be my one recommendation to avoid is fresh mulch. You actually want that wood product to decompose slightly before it's applied to the soil.
And do some plants have a lower cold hardness in wintertime?
Some do. So, and some have a higher cold hardiness, so they may not do as well. So one big issue we have during the wintertime is problems with our Japanese maple trees. Japanese maple trees tend to be beloved. Folks that have them really want them to do well and want them to stick around. The wintertime can cause problems because they are susceptible to very cold temperature extremes. And we'll see some decline or dieback of the canopy in the springtime when we go through these winters. So that's the big one. Another one that we just had an issue with a few years ago was burning bushes. It's actually a shrub, a common shrub. And we saw many, many, many burning bushes affected when we went through that polar vortex. Fortunately, they're resilient and they bounce back just fine, but that was a good example of cold temperature extremes affecting plants.
And those are two shrubs that people really love, the burning bush and the Japanese maple, and it's just unfortunate that sometimes our climate is just not susceptible to those plants. Do you see bark damage during rutting?
We do. Typically it's November when we see this issue. And it, for some reason, we tend to see it on thin-barked, young trees. We don't tend to see this on older, more mature trees. But you'll notice if your tree has been used for rutting, you'll notice the bark has been torn, and typically in a vertical fashion, and you'll see strips of bark just flailing off. It's a very distinct type of damage.
Have you noticed if there's been big issues at the with the arborvitaes, now or in the future, in the past, or whatever, as far as the overall plant itself, Fred?
We've had some issues with deer damage with arborvitae. That was during that same winter with the polar vortex, when we had heavy snow cover as well. Deer will start to browse on some of our trees and smaller plants too. Arborvitae tends to be one of the most noticeable. Since it's an evergreen tree, once those needles are gone, they do not come back. So they like to browse on the lower portion of the canopy. They almost create a skirt-like look for the tree itself.
Well, in our area here, I'm sure everyone has the same problem, and it's called squirrels and rabbits. So where do we go with that, Fred?
You know, squirrels tend to be more of a nuisance, but not they do not create a lot of structural damage to trees. We do have to worry about squirrels getting into homes and using trees as an access point to homes. So they're not going to hurt the tree, but they can cause us problems. So with squirrels creating problems with homes, the ideal rule is to make sure you have proper clearance between your tree and your house. Make sure that it's a bridge that they cannot jump across.
And how about rabbits, Fred?
Rabbits tend to, they like to girdle the base of small trees, and they really like small shrubs as well. And what they do is they feed on the bark right around the base of the tree. Right under the bark is the vascular system, and they damage that tissue, and it stops nutrient flow from working properly. So then we start to see signs that, oh, the tree's not looking well. It's looking sparser. It's more deadwood apparent. Leaf color is not as good. So rabbits are easy to protect against. Just a plastic guard at the base of the tree tends to work really well because they're only affecting that lower portion there.
What about the trees that maybe are suffering and need some help? Is there something that could be injected into the soil to help those trees, or a fertilization that is put into the ground to help trees, Fred?
It's a great question. There is no blanket statement for that. Every situation is going to be different, and every individual tree could have different issues that need to be treated specifically. So it's a very selective type of treatment. So fertilizer is, yes, it's good in the fall. It's a good general healthcare practice for your trees. But when it delves into deeper issues, then we need to treat specifically for those problems.
Well, the trees, it seems, are more sensitive in this area are the blue spruce. And the blue spruce, to try and save them, that would need, what, an underground treatment?
Well, the most common issue that they're having is a foliar disease called rhizosphere needle cast. So to treat that, I'd say that's 90% of the cases.
I'm not going to ask you to spell that, Fred.
It's a long word. Okay. It's a fancy name for a fungus that affects the needles of the trees. So the goal with that is that that's not a soil type treatment. That is something that has to be sprayed. A fungicide has to be used and treated preventatively to the tree to protect the needles from contracting those spores. So unfortunately, the spraying is not our favorite option, but it is the best and only option that's effective for our blue spruce trees if they're dealing with that specific disease.
So Fred, if we get, which could happen yet, heavy wet snow or ice, what should we be doing around our small trees?
So, yeah, be patient is my advice. So I know it's easy to run outside with a broom and start smacking the tree. I would caution that because it's very easy to break branches, especially if these are small ornamental type trees. We have to be very careful. Most of your big trees, the branches are going to be up too high anyway, so you're not messing with these. It's typically your smaller trees that you'd be doing this to. So heavy ice and snow, if you're putting more pressure on, you can create more problems. It's best to just let it melt if possible.
I know the tendency for a lot of folks, even with evergreens, is go out and smack the evergreen and try and get the snow and ice off them. And, of course, you can do a lot of damage that way or break branches, I'm sure. Are there any other remedies that you should be recommending that we should be cautious in what we do, how we handle our trees and shrubs, Fred?
In a general fashion or specifically?
For the wintertime, especially if we get these heavy snows or ice or whatever, and freezing temperatures.
There's not much you can do after that point. That point, once you've done everything you can in preventative needs, then you're going through winter. So that's now you're sitting through it and waiting till spring to see if there's any changes that have occurred because of any ill effects from winter.
Well, I'm going to share an old wives' tale with you that we had a Bradford pear in front of our home, and it just wasn't doing too well. So every morning my wife would go out with the newspaper and whack it about four times, whack the trunk of the tree with the newspaper. And everyone said, well, she must be crazy out there beating the tree with the newspaper. Well, lo and behold, after she did it for about 4 or 5 weeks, that tree just took off. It did great. It's kind of like waking it up and saying, get that sap flowing, you know, up to the branches. And it worked. And she learned it from her grandmother from many, many years ago. And I thought, I says, you know, go ahead and whack the tree. But I thought, hey, you know, you want to do it, go ahead. But, hey, she proved me wrong. The tree woke up.
It certainly couldn't hurt, right?
Absolutely. So with the trees making it through the winter, Fred, you got to check your trees in the spring. What are some things we should look for?
So it's a great question. The best time to check is going to be after the leaves have emerged. So for most trees, we're talking early June timeframe. So the things to look for are, you know, take a look at the canopy. Is it sparser? Do you look at it and noticeably see more space between the branches and the leaves? That tends to stand out. The amount of deadwood could be noticeable. You could notice that one section of the tree, there's a large dead branch. That wasn't there before fall, you know, before we went into wintertime. Also, take a look at the leaf color. So if all the leaves have emerged and all of a sudden the leaves are looking very light in color, so that is telling us that something's going wrong. The tree will show us signs and tell us if something is bothering it. So you want to see a dark green leaf color going into summertime.
So, Fred, we'd like to have you come back in the spring and talk about the trees now once spring arrives, how we should take care of our trees and shrubs in the spring and summer months. So we're going to invite you back again to be able to do that if you're willing to come back on the show again.
I would love to, Ron.
Just a reminder, everybody, this is Around Town, and we are broadcasting from 101.5 FM Huntley Radio Station, WHRULP in Huntley, Illinois. And we want to thank Fred for joining us today and being a guest on our show. If you have any questions, you can contact Fred. Fred's phone number is 815-455-4665. Once again, that's Fred, 855-455-4665. He knows a lot about trees and shrubs, primarily to get trees and give you the answers that you may need and try and help you out to keep your property safe and sound. And other than that, Fred, is there anything you'd like to pass along to the owners of property with their trees that they have to watch for before our next big snow comes?
Be patient. There's not a whole lot we can do at this time. Be patient until spring. We all want to get out of it.
Well, thank you very much. We look forward to hearing from you folks. Thank you again.